This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, newspapers, magazines, Twitter feeds, blogs, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Arthur Cassano reports that as of 1 p.m. Friday, October 31st, signs forbidding dogs in Hudson cemeteries were removed as Mayor William Hallenbach rescinded parts of the city's rules and regulations handbook banning dogs from the Hudson City and Cedar Park cemeteries. Dogs are now allowed in the cemeteries on the pavement or roadways only, and only while on a leash. Bicycles are also now allowed in the cemeteries. Quote, I am confident that with these changes, the Department of Public Works Commissioner James Foles has found a compromise to which all city residents and all those who frequent the cemetery can live by, unquote, Hallenbach wrote in a press release. Read the full story in the Register Star. NYT reports that 7,000 gallons of petroleum oil spilled around 6:30 a.m. Friday, October 31st at First Fuel's 1840 Route 9H in Ghent. The report says some of the fuel ran off into a nearby pond. DEC crews are cleaning up the site, according to the report. You can see the full story at the WNYT website. Ryan Anglum reported in the Daily Mail that the Durham Town Board approved its 2015 budget this week. Under the spending plan, taxes will increase by 1.5%. Town Supervisor William Carr Jr. said, quote, we've done our best to keep it a minimal increase. Quite frankly, I don't know where we'll go in the future, unquote. Carr said that if expenses continue to increase, the budget will prove to be more challenging in the years to come. Both the East Durham and Oak Hill Durham volunteer fire companies will see a 10% increase in funding under the plan. Both companies are strained financially and have few reserves left. The budget is expected to be adopted by the town board on November 4th. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.